Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As people across the state are self-isolating to prevent the spread of SARS-CoV-2, some facilities face unique challenges. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about colleges with clear dormitories, nursing homes with lockdown residents and staff, and today we begin a conversation about jails and prisons. Mike Milstead is the sheriff of Minnehaha County. That's the county with the most confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state of South Dakota currently, and he joins us on the phone. Sheriff Milstead, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, let's talk about how in South Dakota we had some time to prepare for confirmed cases of COVID-19 as we watched what happened in cities like New York City or in Washington State. So take me back a little bit and tell me what kind of efforts were made early on to look at the inmate population and look at how do we protect their health and how do we protect the Minnehaha County Jail deputies and correctional officers and staff who work there. What were some of those early efforts?
You know, initially we were involved in certainly doing some planning and inventorying our pandemic supplies, our PPE or personal protective equipment. Also, early on, we started to receive some guidance from the CDC and our jail medical provider and just establish some, you know, best practices to prevent infection as best we could from coming into the facility. A lot of preventative measures weren't new to us because, you know, we deal on a regular basis with somewhat of a high-risk population where we have individuals in our custody with MRSA, sometimes tuberculosis. We deal with the flu season, hepatitis. So there's a lot of these precautions that we take, you know, extra disinfecting, extra cleaning, making sure that, you know, inmates and staff are following proper hygiene. And then as the messages started coming out from the South Dakota Department of Health and the CDC on, doing even more of that, we ramped that up as well. We then established a screening process with our medical provider for staff coming to work as well as inmates being accepted into the facility. So I will say the South Dakota Department of Health has been incredibly helpful with us as this virus has progressed, in particular in our county, and assisted us as we developed policies and procedures and did our best to reduce the number of cases that would come into the jail or get exposed in the jail, you know, trying to keep our inmate and staff healthy.
Let's talk about the statewide judicial state of emergency, something that happened fairly early on as well. Does that play into reducing the capacity at the jail overall?
You know, we were running around capacity. We were running about 400 inmates in our custody when we started discussing this with our presiding circuit court judge, which would have been in early March. By mid-March, after meeting with the presiding judge, the state's attorney, the police chief, the sheriff, and others involved in the criminal justice system, the judge reissued a new bond schedule that changed quite a few offenses that traditionally a person would go to jail on, but instead, with the revised schedule, they would either receive a citation and release. They may receive a PR bond, but it really reduced the number of lower risk individuals coming into custody in the jail. So that's impacted us by about 100 jail beds. So we're closer to 300 instead of 400 now. We've taken some additional steps within the justice system to we're holding more video initial appearances for the courts when we have COVID positive inmates or individuals arrested that are brought in who are even already COVID positive. We've done initial appearances through video, you know, keeping them isolated, not bringing them into the courthouse. So there's just been a lot of things done. Certainly we've changed the priority of our warrant task force, who are now focusing only on warrants that are higher risk, felony warrants, and domestic abuse cases. So our warrants are growing. We know that right now in the courts, there are a lot more failure to appears happening than there used to be. So we know at the end of this process, and when the virus is contained, I'll say, and if we get back closer to normal, we're going to have a lot of additional warrants to serve, because there's a lot of people that are not coming to court right now.
And for listeners just tuning in, I'm talking with Sheriff Mike Milstead, who is the sheriff of Minnehaha County. And again, a jail conversation is different than a prison conversation, so we're having a conversation about jail. And then also I want to talk about these sheriff's deputies, because when you talk about serving warrants or bringing somebody in for a domestic assault, how do you keep the deputies safe when they're on those calls answering questions from the public? Have they changed how they do their daily work?
So they certainly have. We provide our deputies with, PPE that has face shields, N95 masks and gowns, in case they, in case of dispatch or they encounter somebody that's COVID positive. And then we've got replacements for that. And we follow, there's CDC guidelines about wearing cloth masks. If you came into the sheriff's office today, you wouldn't be able to walk through our hallways without having a cloth mask on. We're practicing social distancing. We're reducing our citizen contacts, changing some of the things the deputies are doing. We went from, working in a community, providing just basic public safety patrols to taking laptops to kids who were kind of stranded at home without their school laptops, or passing out meals, taking meals to people who were on free or reduced lunches and weren't able to have someone, make their lunch for them in some of our communities. So they've really changed some of the things they've had to do. We have deputies out at the food giveaways at the fairgrounds, 3 days a week. Two of them are feeding South Dakota, and then the other one is Faith Temple that does food distribution to the people in need. So there's a lot of those things going on, changing priorities. We're not stopping a lot of cars, but we are still stopping some vehicles to make sure there's not reckless driving and drunk drivers or reckless people. But we've really focused, we're focusing to try to make sure we're in the communities and that we're there for the people. Our deputies are also, most of the deputies out on patrol are emergency medical technicians, so they help supplement the medical care out in the county, so they have additional responsibilities as well.
I'm looking at a press release that came out today talking about the number of positive tests. 7 jail employees have tested positive, and the jail division of the sheriff's office employs 155 full-time staff. And as of today, 5 inmates in custody who have tested positive with COVID-19. Today's population count, 295, which is, you said, right around that 300 mark. And Sheriff Mills said, I'm wondering, once you have those confirmed cases, you have those 5 inmates who currently have, are either asymptomatic or they have mild symptoms, how do you handle that in the jail? How do you keep the infection spreading to other inmates and other staff members?
Yeah, well, once again, we're heavily dependent on the South Dakota Department of Health and the CDC recommendations on what to do in these situations. The difference between a jail and prison in particular is our population is very fluid. We, in our jail, which is roughly a 400-bed jail, there's 20,000 people that are booked into jail in a year, which means, on a typical day now, even with our reduced number of arrests, we're still having 50 to 75 people booked into jail every day. Some of them we know are COVID positive, whether they've told the officers or we've been alerted that they're positive. So we have individuals that not only come into the jail, but we also have, we have 7 of our staff people who are COVID positive that are at home recovering right now as well. And so we worked to take, you know, very important steps. Some of them include, you know, we the arrestees are masked by the arresting officer, whether that's Sioux Falls police or the sheriff's deputy or trooper. We have PPE for our staff as they're brought in. We have cloth masks that were made at the penitentiary that both our staff wear and the inmates now wear. We've made something available to inmates now on multiple occasions throughout the day, which is an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, which is very difficult to control within a correctional facility because of the chance of somebody trying to drink it or abuse it. So what we do is we have staff that gives that alcohol sanitizer multiple times during a day. They spray it on the inmates' hands, and then they can sanitize their hands. And we strongly push for, you know, good hygiene, utilization of the mask, appropriate PPE for staff. You know, we stopped a lot of the visits. Our visits are done anyway by video, and we've added additional free video visits. We've added video visits for attorneys so that they can do, you know, they could still come into the facility if they want to, if they're properly masked, but they can do a lot of the routine stuff through video with the inmate population. We use isolation wards. We restrict when somebody comes into the facility how quickly they are moved. We limit how quickly they are moved into a general housing area. We like to have 12 to 14 days of isolation, so to say, or quarantine before they're moved into housing units. We have isolation blocks where we have known positive cases, so you would house them together as long as their inmate classification meets that guideline. So there's a lot of things that you do. People that are symptomatic get tested. People that are in isolation units or quarantine units, you know, get temp checked just like our staff does. So there's a lot of recommendations, and I'll tell you, we've spent a lot of time on the phone with the Department of Health, getting their guidance, getting wise counsel from them and what the best way is to respond to this. Keep in mind that, yes, we have 5 inmates that are positive right now in our jail. We have over 2,000 positive cases in Minnehaha County alone. And so we knew that we would have it in our jail. We'd like to see fewer number among our inmates. We'd like to see fewer number among our staff. Several of our staff hopefully will be coming back on the recovered list early next week. And so it's a difficult situation to manage, but we are managing it, and we've got you know, a lot of backing from our Department of Health.
Sheriff Mike Milstead with Minnehaha County, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Laurie.